is Kerry the man for the job going forward? We know Wayne Bennett's is around and he's going to be available. We know another Brisbane franchise is going to be starting. The Broncos aren't going to be the only team in town for a lot longer. If you were that club and you're Dave Donaghy now and you've got to sit down probably now and early next year and go, well, do we re-sign Kevy again? What do you do?
Well, it's a tough decision for them and, you know, it's probably playing on Kevy's mind as well. But at the end of the day, you've got to be realistic about it. If the opportunity arose for you to have the best coach in the game, and there's no doubt in the world that Wayne Bennett is that person, then, you know, you'd think clearly about bringing him on board. If he doesn't want to be there, then, you know, he's not going to be the man for the job. Kevy's probably the right man for the job at the moment. I just feel that, you know, the woes for the Broncos began when Wayne Bennett stepped away from the club. And he was almost pushed away from the club by the board. And, you know, he wanted to do things his way and they wanted to do things their way. I think, you know, that if Wayne could come back, then he would bring a different mindset. And he's very good with the younger players. He can pull them into line and probably get the best out of them. So it's a conundrum that, you know, the Broncos have got themselves faced with. I'm not saying that Kevy can't do the job. I think it, given the opportunity, he'll be able to get there in the long term. But if you're faced with an opportunity to bring back the best coach in the game, then, you know, you must, I would think, probably look at that very seriously.
I reckon the management's got a lot to answer for in this whole thing, because I agree with you. It goes back to that moment in time when they got rid of the most successful coach the club's had and in the competition. It's got to come back to management.
Every time they've moved Wayne on, the club has taken a dip. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You can see that clearly. And I think that, you know, the turning point, I suppose, was, you know, when you looked at the administration of the club when Paul White fell ill. And, you know, the board took a much larger control in the day-to-day running of the club. And, you know, did they make the right decisions? Who knows? I've got no idea. I wasn't there. But for me, looking on from the outside, every time that Wayne Bennett has left the club, there's been a dip in performance. And, you know, you can't hide that. You can't.